Some people would even wonder if God is sinful at times. Maybe he messes up sometimes, and maybe he makes mistakes. Maybe they feel like he's made mistakes in their life, and they wonder, if God was all that he claims to be, how come their life is so messed up? There's an answer to that. I don't want to beat him up too hard, but there is a real reason for that, and it's not God's dysfunction. But, you know, you can go all over the world and find really crazy ideas about God. People worship sometimes animals. We saw in Peru where they'd make statues of bulls and worship those statues as though they were God because they have such a low view of God. Let me ask you today, what is your view of God? How high do you really see him? Or how low do you actually bring him down in your sight? What is your concept of God? How high and mighty and powerful really is your concept of God? Because God truly is nothing like those things. Scripture says that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. God is pure light. He is absolutely full and composed of light. When we talk about light, we're talking about not only the radiance of his glory that shines forth, but the light of his holiness and the light of his truth. He is absolutely holy and absolutely pure and righteous and absolutely truthful in every degree and in every sense. There is no shadow of turning in God. He is pure, undistilled, holy, truth, and light. If you can try to compare, there's really nothing to compare to him. You could take an atomic bomb blast, something that you can't even see with the naked eye from a distance without scorching or damaging your eyes. And that light is nothing compared to the light of God. You could take the most powerful, radiant sun or star in the entire universe with all of its energy and flames billowing forth, and that star or that sun is darkness compared to the light of God. There is no comparison. You could take a supernova, an explosion in the universe, and compared to the light of God, it's nothing. It's less than darkness because God is light. His very nature, his very being is through and through pure and holy, righteous light. He holds the very fabric of the universe together by the word of his power. There is nothing in creation. And yet when we talk about the light of God, we just, you know, we get a little sentimental maybe, or we get kind of cute with it and, oh, I'm going to let my light shine and this little light. The light of God, I'm talking like, you know, super million, bazillion, megaton, incomparable, infinite light. So that's why I say, you know, when we come to worship God, man, you know, we can't be just frivolous or casual about that. We're worshiping God. Man. He's not the man upstairs. He's not some laughable comic character. And you know, God bless George Burns, but he's not like George Burns. Oh, man. And I love Morgan Freeman, and God bless him too, but you know, he's not like Morgan Freeman either. Praise God. You don't have to go to Hollywood to find out what God is like. You got to go to the Holy Word. He is the eternal, everlasting, omnipotent, righteous, unchanging God. And he is greatly to be praised, greatly to be feared, greatly to be loved, greatly to be worshiped, and diligently and greatly to be obeyed. Praise God. So when someone says in the arrogance of their heart, when they're living in rebellion against God and everything they do is contrary to his ways and his character, when they come up and they say, yeah, I know God. Yeah, God, I'm good with God. Him and I are best buddies, man. We just, you know, we're cool. I'm cool with God. Scripture says that it's a lie, that they are lying. If their life is filled with darkness, they don't know the God who is pure light, do they? Praise God. Why? Because light exposes darkness. Just like the guy with the carpet cleaning service. Man, he walks into the room. You turn on the light. You're either going to have to admit the truth or close your eyes. If you're walking with the God of light and he begins to shine his light in your life, you either got to change or you've got to stop walking with him because he exposes the things in us that need to be changed. And when someone truly walks with God and that light shines upon their soul and convicts them. They know that they know that they know that that's God. And they can rationalize and make excuses, but in the depths of your being, that conviction is there, and you know God is putting his finger on your life. Have you ever felt the finger of God on your life? There is no place to run. There is, you know the old saying, you can run, but you can't hide. You can't even run. Praise God. When he puts his finger on your life, there is no right or left. There is no escape. Because he puts it in plain sight. Praise God. But he does that not to make us feel guilty, not to make us feel condemned, not to make us feel bad and, oh, I'm such a sinner. He does that so that we can change and get victory over that, because there's bondage in that sin and Christ came to set us free. He wants us to walk in confidence and liberty and freedom and boldness and rejoicing. And those are the very things that are holding us back. And so because he's a God of love, he puts his finger and his light on that sin. He says, man, get rid of this. I made you for more than that. I made you royalty. You're now one of mine. And I've got better stuff for you than whatever the world has to offer, whatever that thing is. So that brings us to the second big if. Verse 7. John says this, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Praise God. You know, there's an old saying, God loves me just as I am, but he loves me too much to leave me as I am. Amen. Thank God he began changing me. I am grateful for the day I got saved. Man, I got gloriously saved. I went in that place. My mother drugged me in that place. Come on, John. I came out of that place changed. Man, and I'm grateful for that. But you know what? I had a lot of change yet to do. And I'm grateful. As glorious as that was, I am grateful beyond words that God didn't leave me where I was back when I was 22 and got saved. He'd been doing a lot of work in the last 30 years. Thank God. He's been shining his light in a lot of places. He's been opening a lot of doors and a lot of drawers and pulling down the attic and going in the basement. And I'm like, no, Lord, not there. Just, you know, keep walking a little bit. But he has a purpose and a process there. And his purpose for us is not only to get saved and to know Christ, but then to know him deeper and deeper and deeper. Just like the song we were singing, deeper. He wants to take us to another level. You know, we talk about levels going up. Sometimes he wants to take us lower and deeper so that we can find out what kind of an amazing God he is and so that we can become more and more like him. You guys want to be like Christ? How many people here want to be like Jesus? Oh, we raise our hands so easy, don't we? Boy, it's just so easy. Throw that thing up there. Yeah, make me like Jesus. And he says, okay, walk with me. Oh, I didn't know you wanted that. I know you wanted me to do that part. Walk with me. Dare to walk with me. Praise God. And as we walk with him and as we begin to yield to him in our life and trust him in the hard times and celebrate with him in the good times and demonstrate him at all times in front of all people. As we walk with him and he begins to shine that light into various parts of our life, he does that to call us into a deeper and deeper relationship with him. Because that sin separates us, man. We can't get intimate with God if we got all this junk standing in between us. You know, if this was my wife, and I'm not going to weird you out, Mark. If this was my wife and I wanted to, you know, just cuddle up to her. Man, this is just, you know, that is too weird. If this was my daughter and I wanted to just sit down and cuddle up and have a wonderful time watching a movie on a Friday night or something, and I'd be like, hey, Laura, how you doing? And I would sit down here and you know, put like, you know, my guitar over here and a stack of books and my computer and stuff. So all I could see was like the top of her head. Would we have much fellowship? No. If I want to come over here and just, you know, Matt. Say, man, let's just check out this movie tonight, man. Let's watch, you know, Christmas Carol or something. I'd have to get rid of all that junk. And so that's what God does. We got this junk, man, that keeps us from really knowing him the way he wants us to know him. And so he shines his light on it so that we can get rid of that junk and get it out of the way and get close to God. Thank you, Mark, by the way. No offense intended.